wide path leads to destruction, and lots of people will walk on it. But the road that leads to life is narrow, and only a few will find it. The people who listen to this walk on the narrow road and find God in their hearts. Amen.
Welcome. You're listening to the One Way Radio Network, sponsored by Legacy Educational Institute, which is a 501c3. Your host today, my name is David Gallmer. I'm the founder and CEO of Legacy Educational Institute. As again I said, we're a nonprofit. Legacy Educational Institute. The purpose of this particular show is called One Way Radio Network. Why do we call it One Way Radio Network? Because there's only one way to heaven. Most important question you need to ask yourself is, where are you going to spend eternity? Do you know for sure? Or are you one of those that say, well, I hope so? You don't want to hope so. You want to know so. So stay tuned. We'll talk about the most important decision that you could possibly make. Or if you are a believer or you think you're a believer, I'll talk about how you can know for absolutely sure where you will spend eternity. Again, thanks for tuning in. Legacy Educational Institute is located at 3087 Innovation Way, Hermitage, PA 16148. It's a development called Linden Point. If you're coming from Route 18, heading south on Route 18, you'll pass Staples on the left, and it's the next traffic light. Turn left where the fourth building on the left, catty corner from Butler County Community College, known as BC3. You'll see a sign that says Legacy Financial Strategies. You'll see a sign that says Innovation Tax Service, and then you'll see Legacy Educational Institute. Doesn't matter what door you come in, because you may want to stop by and get some of these resources that there's absolutely no charge. You could help us fulfill the Great Commission, Matthew 28:19-20. And Acts 1:8. You only have to come in and say hello. They're free. Lots of resources. I'll mention a few of them later. So it's the fourth building on the left. We also have another radio show we do on Saturday, right on the same station, WPIC. But that's an hour long, and that's on Saturday morning from 11 to 12. It's called the Dave and Sherry Show, sponsored by Legacy Financial Strategies, where we talk about financial planning, estate planning, tax planning, wealth planning, you name the investment or savings. We have a variety of different strategies. If you're interested in some educational material, go to our website, legacyfinancialservice.com, legacyfinancialservice.com. Click on the affiliate button, and we actually have another 6 websites, a total of 7. You can spend hours and hours, because besides knowing where you're going to spend eternity, Jesus preached more on the kingdom than he did on heaven and hell. But the first most important one is, where are you going to spend eternity? So we'll talk more about that. Let me give you our local number if you'd like to give us a call. Our phone number at Legacy Educational Institute, they may answer and say Legacy Financial Strategies, but it's the same number, so don't worry about how they answer the phone. The local number is 724-983-1617, 724-983-1617. Our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. I'm going to give you my cell number. You can text me. It's not a track phone or anything like that. I've had this for a number of years. 724-699-3789. If I don't answer, just leave a message. 724-699-3789. And our website is onewaytoheaven.com. Onewaytoheaven.com. If you cared to make a donation, if God's speaking to you, there's a button on there, or you can send a check. Has all our contact information as well. So, you know, there's over 4,200 world religions. And some people think they all lead the same way. It doesn't really matter what you believe. As long as you believe in God and you're a pretty good person, that you will, in fact, spend eternity with Him, which many people call heaven. Well, that couldn't be further from the truth. There's only one empty tomb. All the other religions don't have an empty tomb. There's only one man who conquered sin, death, and hell forever. There's only one way to heaven. That's what we call it, One Way Radio Network. His name is what? Jesus Christ. Deity, hypostatic union, fully God, fully man. So the secret, again, is you will not get to heaven because you're a good old gal, a good old boy. Why do I say that? Just look at the Bible. Romans 3:10 says there's none righteous, no, not one. Romans 3:23. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Isaiah 64:6. I'm going to paraphrase that. Compared to a righteous holy God, you and I are filthy rags. So, you will not get there because you're a pretty good gal or boy. Hebrews 9:27, man's appointed once to die, then comes the judgment. Either the great white throne judgment for non-believers will spend eternity in hell, or the bema judgment, or the judgment seat of Christ, where your works will be tested by fire, but you'll be in heaven. So the secret is humble, repent, because you're not going to repent unless you are humble or you recognize you're a sinner. If you think you have that righteous person, you're pretty good, you will not spend eternity in heaven. That's the first thing. Humble and then repent. Godly sorrow leads to salvation. Then believe. As I said, Jesus says, I'm the way, the life. Jesus says, I am the way, the life, and the truth. No one gets to the Father except through me. I'm the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, and the end. The first and the last. Who do you say He is? The God? A lunatic or a liar? So let's believe Jesus Christ is deity, fully God, fully man, then receive and become. That's the Lordship. So again, only one empty tomb. Now here's something rather interesting I came across. I think I've mentioned this in the past. It's been a while. And this is very good. He says, why did God create evil? Did God create evil? The answer struck me to the core of my soul. A professor at the university asked the student the following question. Everything that exists was created by God. Is that true? One student bravely answered, yes, created by God. Did God create everything? A professor asked. Yes, sir, replied the student. The professor asked, if God created everything, then God created evil. Since it exists, and according to the principle that our deeds define ourselves, then God is evil. Now stay tuned for the rest, folks. Stay tuned. The student became silent after hearing such an answer. The professor was very pleased with himself. See that pride thing? He boasted to the students for proving once again that faith in God is a myth. Another student raised his hand and said, can I ask you a question, professor? Of course, replied the professor. A student got up and asked, professor, is cold a thing? Cold, C-O-L-D, cold, a thing. What kind of question? Of course it exists. Have you ever been cold? Students laughed at the young man's question. The young man answered, actually, sir, cold doesn't exist. According to the laws of physics, what we consider cold is actually the absence of heat. A person or object can be studied on whether it has or transmits energy. Absolute zero, minus 460 degrees Fahrenheit, is complete absence of heat. All matter becomes inert and unable to react at this temperature. Cold does not exist. We create this word to describe what we feel in the absence of heat. The student continued, professor, does darkness exist? And the professor answered, of course it exists. You're wrong again, sir. Darkness also does not exist. Darkness is actually absence of light. We can study the light, but not the darkness. We can use Newton's prism to spread white light across multiple colors and explore the different wavelengths of each color. You can't measure darkness. A simple ray of light can break into the world of darkness and illuminate it. How can you tell how dark a certain space is? You measure how much light is present. Presented, it isn't so. Darkness is a term man uses to describe what happens in the absence of light. In the end, the young man asked the professor, "Sir, does evil exist?" This time, it was uncertain. The professor answered, "Of course, I said before. We see him every day. Cruelty, numerous crimes, and violence throughout the world. These examples are nothing but a manifestation of evil." To this, the student answered, "Evil does not exist, sir, or at least it does not exist for itself. Evil is simply the absence of God. It is like darkness and cold. A man-made world described the absence of God. God did not create evil. He's not the author of sin. Evil is not faith or love, which exists in light and warmth. Evil is the result of the absence of the divine love in human heart. It's the kind of cold that comes when there is no heat, or the kind of darkness that comes when there's no light." You know what the student's name was? Albert Einstein. So you're listening to One Way Radio Network. I want you an important message. And we come back, we're going to talk about it. Isn't it unlovely to tell someone he or she is sinning? Should you tell someone that? So listen to this important message.
Retired or planning to retire soon? Do you want to save money by paying less on your taxes? Then let the experts at Legacy Financial show you how by visiting LegacyTaxBill.com right now. Use Legacy's Tax Bill Calculator. Fill in the value of your IRA, 401k, and other qualified plans. Retirement is something you've worked your whole life for, so don't let the IRS take that away. Go to LegacyTaxBill.com. Go to LegacyTaxBill.com to schedule your free consultation.
Welcome. You're listening to the One Way Radio Network, sponsored by Legacy Educational Institute, which is a 501c3. Your host today, my name is David Gallner. I'm the founder and CEO of Legacy Educational Institute. We're located at 3087 Innovation Way in a development called Linden Point, Hermitage, PA. We're the fourth building on the left, catacorner from Butler County Community College. The reason I'm giving you the address is you may want to stop by, but if you can't, we'll be glad to mail some of these items to you. And we'll pay shipping and handling. So we're giving something called the $1 trillion bill or the $1 million bill. It looks like a real bill. Of course, they don't make bills that size, obviously. But it looks and kind of even feels like a real bill. And people will not throw this away. This is a great tool for evangelism, because on the flip side of it, you know what it has? The gospel message. The $1 trillion question or the $1 million question. Where will you spend eternity? Where we spend it, and how will you get there? Well, I'm a pretty good person. No, there's many people who profess who do not possess. You must be born again to see the kingdom of God. So you must humble, repent, believe, receive, and become. But you can stop by and get that. We have A Case for Christ by Lee Strobel, the condensed version. Biblical Answers About Heaven by Randy Elkhorn. I'm reading his 492-page book. But it's not that one. It's a condensed version. You get goosebumps when you read that. And from Evangelism Explosion, there's two question marks on the outside of it. The first question mark is, do you know where you're going to spend eternity? And the second one is, if you say heaven, why should God let you in? I hope you don't say because I've been a pretty good gal or boy, because that's not the correct answer. Again, it's humble. And then that godly sorrow, because godly sorrow leads to repentance, leads to salvation, and then believe Jesus Christ is the God, deity, hypostatic union, then receive and become. So if you like some of these resources, stop by, pick them up. There's other resources we have, or give us a call at 800-264-4963. Our local number is 724-983-1617. My cell number is 724-699-3789, or you can email me at david@leavealegacy.com, david@leavealegacy.com. And our website is onewaytoheaven.com, onewaytoheaven.com, not .org, but .com. Now, a lot of people ask me, where do I go to church? Because once you've humbled, repent, believe, receive, and become, then you should want to start reading your Bible, get plugged in a Bible-based, Christ-centered, family-oriented church. Prayer, Bible study, it's a constant battle, folks. The Lordship, that's the become. You still have old nature, but now you have new nature. So where I go to is Truth and Grace Fellowship, 786 Karen Lane. They have two services, 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. The pastor is Dr. B.J. Rudge. And then the associate pastor is Pastor Aaron Christie. 786 Karen Lane. You go to their website, Truth Grace Fellowship. Truth will set you free. Grace, love covers a multitude of sin. And fellowship, iron sharpens iron. TruthGraceFellowship.com, or go to YouTube. You can search some of the past sermons. So, is it unloving to tell someone he or she is sinning? Well, first of all, what does the Bible say? Always look what the Bible, don't look what I say. Amos 5:15, hate evil, love good. Isaiah chapter 5, verse 20, woe, do they say evil is good and good is evil? So talk of sin is commonly frowned upon. Even many pastors avoid making statements that could be seen as remotely condemning or reproachful. The conventional wisdom is that it is unkind or unloving and therefore ungodly to take a stand against certain activities. However, what is social acceptable is not always biblical acceptable. So the important thing, biblical acceptable. And the issue of loving someone doesn't really have anything to do with whether or not that person's behavior is acceptable to God. You know, people say, oh, don't judge. No, that's not correct. Take the plank out of your own eye. Yes, you are. That's why they have judges. Okay? But remember, we're sinners as well, but that doesn't mean you aren't call someone out. If God loves everyone and says everyone is a sinner, God what? Loves sinners. He wants all to come to repentance. Many people are called, few are chosen, because he foreknows who's going to come to him. Are you in that narrow road, Matthew 7, or that wide road? You want to be in the narrow road. God loves the whole world, John chapter 3, verse 16, but he doesn't follow that he approves of sin. No, he doesn't. A good parent loves his children, but that doesn't mean he lets them do everything they want. When a son lies to his mother, she can still love him, but she doesn't have to approve of lying, and she can, in love, do what? Correct him. You hear that? Correct him. It's entirely possible to love someone, at the same time, point out his or her error. In fact, love does what? Sometimes requires us to point out an error. Oh, that's their business. No, no, no. If a relative is dabbling in illicit drugs, isn't the most loving thing to confront that drug use and offer to help? If a married friend is flirting with someone not his spouse, what's more loving? Turning a blind eye or hoping for the best or warning the friend of intimate consequences? Sin does what? It destroys. I'm taking this from James chapter 1, verse 15. In love, attempts to prevent destruction. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. Where did I get that? 1 Corinthians chapter 13, the love chapter, verse 6. It is important to define love correctly. If love one means applaud a sinful lifestyle, ignore sin, or profess the action don't matter, then that's actually what? A faulty view of love. Biblical love, folks, is doing what is best for someone regardless, you hear this, regardless of the cost. Love is therefore truthful. deception cannot bring about the best for anyone, you or me. Jesus exhibited the perfect balance between truth and grace. This is taken from John chapter 1, verse 14. He embodied both. Jesus always spoke what was precisely and unequivocally true, and he countered those who opposed the truth with harsh proofs. But Jesus had nothing but words of comfort and grace for those who came to him in what? Repentance. Repentance, godly sorrow, no matter what their sin. We can't ignore the truth and call grace any more than we can ignore grace and call truth. The truth is what? God will judge sin. The grace is God saves us from sin. That's where the lordship is. Become more like him. That's the becoming. We can and should love unrepentant sinners and thus who refuse to acknowledge their sin. We should want what is best for them. And we should do what? Good to them. And we should tell them the truth. Not ignore the truth about their sin along with the message of God's grace. We all need grace in Christ. Sin can be forgiven and hearts can be renewed. In all of this, it's important to allow the Bible and the Bible alone to define sin and righteousness. Not what your opinions are, what the Bible says. If the Bible says something is sin, then no amount of societal pressure, worldly wisdom, or personal experience should make us say anything different. Truth is what? Truth is truth. No matter what anyone says or how anyone feels, you can believe 2 plus 2 is 8. You're entitled to your opinion. But the fact, the truth is 2 plus 2 is 4. You can stand on my building and say there's no gravity and jump off. The fact is you'll be going down. It's just as important to communicate the truth of in love in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 15, and to strive for Christ-like balance of truth and grace. See that? Church, Truth and Grace Fellowship, it is important to approach every situation with that spirit of forgiveness. Love, as I said earlier, covers a multitude of sins. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 8. We don't need to point out every sin or pick apart every deed. You know, Paul frequently found himself in social and religious Maelstrom said it well. The Lord's servant must not quarrelsome, but must be kind to everyone, able to teach, not resentful. Opponents must be gently instructed in the hope that God will grant them repentance, leading to the knowledge of truth. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 24 and 25. As we instruct others of the truth, let us do so how? Gently, with kindness, in love. So thanks for tuning in. We'll talk to you next week. And remember this, this is the day the Lord made. Rejoice and be glad in it.
Does not a son know the Father? father's heart does not a bride nor her husband's eyes, and don't best friends tell each other secrets. Oh, this is why I